The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What
is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, the Dodgers played their way into the World Series. We had a huge upset in boxing on Saturday night, but of course we start with the NFL. Two marquee quarterbacks going back and forth. It was Aaron Rodgers and the Packers who jumped out to a 10-0 lead over the Bucks, but then they would not score again. The Bucks offense looked great all day long. Jalen, what did you see from the Packers that was discouraging?
The Bucks defense looked great all game long. For the Packers, to me, it was a classic example of trying to force feed your number one receiver, Davante Adams. Earlier, so many people were talking about them not taking a wide receiver in the first round. They have a terrific receiver, there he is, but they've been playing well without him. So now you bring him back. There were some things that he did in social media that he had to apologize for throughout the week. And then now you're up 10-0. First couple of times he gets intercepted, look who he's throwing the ball to. Davante Adams. Later in the game, Davante Adams trying to catch the ball inbounds and ended up going out of bounds on a play that he normally makes. And so that distraction to me permeated throughout their offense. Aaron Jones only rushed for 15 yards, though he had a touchdown. Rodgers was spraying the football around before he got a security blanket back. Now, once he returned, he became very reliant on him. I expect that to improve clearly because they are a great combination.
The Bucs defense did look great, pressuring Aaron Rodgers, putting him on his back all day. Their linebackers, White and David, were particularly exceptional. And on the other side of the ball, no penalties for the Bucs, no turnovers for the Bucs, no sacks for the Bucs either. They played pretty well. And also, a gentleman by the name of Rob Gronkowski, welcome to the 2020 NFL season. We hadn't seen much from him, but he wasn't fast, but he was good. His routes were great and his hands looked great. He had a really impressive catch on a touchdown. They might have unlocked Gronk moving forward this season. Do you think we can expect this kind of production from Gronk moving forward?
Well, here's what's going to happen. You're going to see Tom Brady throw it more to the tight ends and the backs than the actual wide receivers, in particular out wide. So don't expect Mike Evans' fantasy numbers to mirror this year what they did last year. And to your question, yes, he'll be the benefactor of passes from Tom Brady in the middle of the field.
He looks great. It's so good to have him back. And Jalen, Derrick Henry did it again. In the Titans-Texans games, Derrick Henry ran for 212 yards, had this 93-yard touchdown run. Look how fast and how big this human being is. He was so impressive, and in overtime, he had a long pass, catch, and run after the catch, and they put him in Wildcat to score the game-winning touchdown. And after the game, he was anointed King Henry by a teammate. Jalen, I'm going to do the media thing and overreact to one big game. I'm putting him in the MVP conversation. There's about 45 quarterbacks in the MVP conversation right now. Russell Wilson probably taking the lead over that. I'm saying that Derrick Henry, averaging 117 yards per game, should be in the MVP conversation. What do you think about Derrick Henry and the Titans?
I think that's obvious. If you see a guy normally that big, who usually is able to stiff-arm defenders at the blink of an eye, like it's no big thing. Usually he's not the same guy that's gonna run a 90-yard touchdown where people can't catch him from behind. Mm-hmm. And then have the endurance to get you over 200 while getting you two TDs in a game. That's why it's only been a few players to do that. But when I was watching that highlight, I figured it out. I think like Samson, his strength is in his hair. And if you really look closely, that might be a parachute. That might be a cape on his back, because those guys have no chance to catch that big fella. And it's great to see a guy like him not only be able to catch it out of the backfield, but line him up in the Wildcat, Jacoby, and plunge him in to win the game.
Absolutely. With that extra blocker in the Wildcat, that wasn't even a particularly well-blocked play when he was in the Wildcat and Tannehill was spread out to his left. He just kind of grabbed the ball and ran it in. It was just beautiful. I love what I saw from them. However, for these Titans to be successful, they're going to need to stop the other team from scoring from time to time. Letting the Texans, who aren't exactly the most powerful offense in the NFL, score that many points is a bit of a concern. But while we celebrate Henry, you see something in Tannehill and the coaching staff for the Titans that they can use moving forward to propel them to more wins. What's that?
Tannehill and Henry got signed in the same offseason. You normally don't see NFL teams do that for their quarterback and their running back. They got both. And when you get drafted by Miami and you have the turbulence that he has, and then you have a name that's not synonymous with the NFL, it's not like his last name, Manning. And so now all of a sudden when he goes to another team, it's like, he's all right, but he's not real. And I found myself, I said this last week, and I'm saying it this week, when you're watching your favorite football team play, notice, is my quarterback outperforming Ryan Tannehill? Because he continues to elevate himself. Oh, and also, their team is extremely well coached by Vrabel. Now, that may take it too far and have you possibly get suspended for practicing during COVID. But whether there's a 16-day break or whether it's Tuesday to Sunday, I'm seeing them lining up with precision. I'm seeing their last drive guys picking up the ball, rushing it to the official, lining back up, and then Tannehill getting under center, throwing it to Brown for the game-winning touchdown. If he was considered one of the elite quarterbacks, oh, we'd be showing that time and time again.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how Belichick drew it up. Oh, look at Brady, how he assessed. And he fooled the defense a la John Dan Marino back in the day. Now, that was precision. That was terrific coaching by the sideline, but that was great execution by Ryan Tannehill and his team.
This Titan team's beat the Bills in the previous week, and then they beat COVID in between that, and now they have beaten the Texans, but they look forward to their next opponent, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers, who absolutely dominated the Browns yesterday. The Steelers look great, especially the defense, who was just all over Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, whoever they had back there. Jalen, Baker Mayfield didn't play great in this one. He was hobbled with a rib, problem. What do you think this says about Baker Mayfield?
We saw this loss coming, and it's not a surprise that they got blown out or even Baker got benched. He makes them the classic front-running team. That's when they play against bad squads, and all of a sudden they're doing double reverses with Odell, and they're throwing it to the tight end, and Baker's running 50 yards down while the guy's trying to score. Then they have a level of energy and confidence. But when somebody comes out initially and stops that and punches them right in the mouth, it seems like they stay in retreat the entire game. And nobody exemplifies that on their team more than the performances or lack thereof than that man right there, Baker Mayfield, who's the number one overall pick in the draft, Jacoby, and may not be their quarterback or their answer at that spot after this season.
Yep, and it's worth mentioning this. Stefanski said he took out Baker for health reasons more than performance reasons. But you know who did perform? TJ Watt and Bud Dupree. It just seemed like every single snap the Browns had, Watt and Dupree were doing whatever they wanted. And that kind of pressure leads to picks like that one from Minkah Fitzpatrick. And honestly, like Dupree right here, not blocked, just coming off the ball and tackling Baker. Look who's with them right there. TJ Watt, look at Watt break up this run. Like, their interior line is so good, especially at the ends, the way that they stop the run and create pressure. It'll be so much fun to see what happens when they face Tennessee in that big game coming up in week 7. And Jalen, there was so much action in the NFL. There was MLB playoffs. But one thing that we need to stand up and really discuss is the future of Odell Beckham Jr. when it comes to this Browns team. Jalen, we have one sentiment, and it is what?
Free OBJ! Period.
Free OBJ.
He's wasting his prime years right now, Jacoby. I think he's caught for 100 yards maybe 2 or 3 times since he's been in Cleveland. He's still a terrific talent, one of the most talented receivers in the game. But that skill was not will not get unlocked with Baker Mayfield as his starting quarterback. It's just not going to happen. Free OBJ.
And we've seen him attack things on the sidelines, and he was back at it. After this loss, he was slamming helmets, he was beating up water coolers, and that sort of frustration that he's been able to suppress during a couple of years in Cleveland is starting to bubble to the surface, and hopefully, eventually, it will bubble up so much that someone decides to trade him to a team where he can be more productive, because I love watching OBJ play football. And Jalen, as I was mentioning, there was MLB playoffs, there was huge boxing matches, there was this whole slate of interesting games in the NFL, but there's one thing that stood out to me more than everything else in the world of sports, and that was Trevor Lawrence against Georgia Tech. In the first half, he had 5 touchdowns, threw for over 400 yards, barely played in the second half. And I'm watching all these NFL games, and I'm saying, why win if you're the New York Jets? Why win if you're a one-win team when you have a prospect like Trevor Lawrence waiting right there? He is the best quarterback prospect coming out of college that I have seen in my entire life. Trevor Lawrence has the size. He can run. He makes great decisions. He threw an interception yesterday. It was the first interception he had thrown in 366 passes. Trevor Lawrence is just a no-brainer number one pick in the NFL draft. And if you're the New York Jets, do you know why you keep Adam Gase as the head coach? Because he's not going to win a game. The New York Jets might be playing chess instead of checkers with this whole thing by keeping Gase around. Because if you are an NFL team and you have no championships or playoff aspirations this year, you have to look at Trevor Lawrence and make a real run at win never for Trevor. There it is. There's my rhyme for Trevor. Win never for Trevor. Are you buying win never for Trevor?
I'm buying Trevor. I'm not buying the acronym for him. Here's what I will say, though. Be careful what you ask for. And here's what I mean. I've seen a lot of teams draft a quarterback number one overall. Where does Sam Dalton go?
Sam Darnold?
Did Dalton go number... Will Darnold go number one? He went number one, right? Okay, where did Baker go?
You got Joe Burrow. You got Baker.
Number one. Okay, Joe Burrow went number one. And so I agree with you. Terrific talent. And he's dominating. Come on, Georgia Tech, the rambling wreck. 73-7. Come on now. Represent the A better than that. But in all seriousness, no, Clemson is that deal. Trevor Lawrence is a player that's a franchise changer. And the Jets have a chance to get him. They're in pole position. Don't mess this up, Jets. Don't mess this up.
Darnold did get picked number 3, but when you mention Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, all number one quarterbacks that have been picked recently, none of them are the prospect that Trevor Lawrence is. I cannot wait to watch him play on Sundays. Hopefully, it will not be with the terrible New York Jets. Jalen, the Dodgers played their way into the World Series, and Lomachenko went down. He lost on Saturday night. We will break that all down and much more, and a Lions win. Right after this, you're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams from Boston with love. Savor the flavor responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Remember that National Vote Early Day is October 24th. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, you decide what we discuss. It is time for Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topics, then hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with the Dodgers winning Game 7.
Hit the brakes!
Playing their way into the World Series. Home runs by Kiki and Bellinger propelled the Dodgers to a 4-3 win, and they now face the Rays World Series. Your thoughts?
Both of us spent so much time in Los Angeles, living out there almost 25 years, and I'm enjoying seeing a lot of my friends and co-workers living their best lives, watching the Lakers celebrate and win the championship, watching the Dodgers come back from 3-1, to now advance to the World Series. Sager at shortstop has been crazy. He was the NLCS MVP, watching my guy Mookie climb the wall and take a home run away. But this is for Atlanta. This is for Atlanta. I feel for you. I saw it happen in the Super Bowl. Y'all just fired y'all GM for the Falcons. Y'all just fired your coach. Y'all was up 3-1 and y'all lost his lead. Like, just the opposite of what I said about the Lakers fans. I feel so bad for those that root for the Braves. It's crazy.
After jumping out to an early lead and then giving up, the Ravens held on to beat the Eagles. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I got two words for everybody out there that love football. You ready for this? I got two words, everybody out there that love football. Player safety. Didn't Philadelphia play Sunday? And ain't they playing again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Keep it moving.
Moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Well, to your aforementioned ATLians, they did get a win in the NFL when the Falcons beat the Vikings. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Great to see Julio back. Keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I can't believe it actually happened. I can't believe it happened. The Lions won a football game in the NFL, a professional football game.
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, the floor is yours for the roars.
Hit the brakes. I'm not going to act like we didn't play against Jacksonville. I'm not going to act like I didn't shed a tear seeing Tua in another uniform. Those things did happen. But I was really happy the way Swift responded as a young player to rush for over 100 and get into the end zone a couple of times. It was great to see my Lions take care of business like we supposed to against a team that might go 0-16, something that we have history in doing.
Well, ever since Swift dropped that pass in week one, I have been pulling for him. It was so good to see him run for 116 and have two touchdowns. Congratulations to Detroit and the Lions. This may very well be the last time you win this entire season. Moving on. Very interesting contest.
Well, at least the Jaguars won one. I said that they hadn't won. Y'all won one. Okay, y'all won one.
Very interesting contest between the Patriots and the Broncos. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, the Broncos won the game 18-12 with six field goals, and the Patriots just looked anemic on offense. Jalen, your thoughts?
You know how much I love Cam. Cam. Jacoby. A couple of times it looked like he was throwing some frisbees out there. Can't even front. I used to play a lot of frisbee in the hood, and sometimes it looks good when you flick it at wrist. And then sometimes it looks like a lame duck, like it's going straight to the ground. And that's how some of his passes look. And I know we're going to talk about the time that he had off from practicing. But you know what? Ryan Tannehill had that time off too. And I didn't see him throwing the football like that. So this was just a bad performance all the way around for the Patriots. Six field goals beat you by the Denver Broncos. They must respond. Cam will respond.
Absolutely. Now the Patriots and the Lions have the same record. Shocking. Moving on to the Sunday night game between two NFC powerhouses. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, the 49ers pulled this one out. And remember last week when Jimmy G was benched and the 49ers looked terrible? They looked the opposite this week, especially Jimmy G. Your thoughts about the Sunday night game?
You know I like to play this game called good win and bad loss. That's what this qualifies as if you're a Rams fan, as a bad loss. Just because the 49ers have lost so many people that are the top performers on defense, and you said it, Jimmy Garoppolo was benched in the last week, and then you come back the next week and only score 16 points, Rams? Cooper Kupp dropping the football? Like, normally he's sure-handed, Jacoby. I saw him drop a touchdown, too. So this is uncharacteristic of what I saw for the Rams, and the 49ers did a great job of keeping Aaron Donald from wrecking the game.
They absolutely did. That's a good point. Jalen, something happened on Saturday night that I never thought I would see for, like, four more years.
Hit the brakes.
Vasily Lomachenko went down. We will hit the brakes and celebrate Teofimo Lopez's decision win over Vasily Lomachenko. Your thoughts on the big fight?
Brooklyn, stand up. We talked about Biggie needing a statue outside of Barclays. I can't wait to go see this young man do some amazing fighting in his hometown and try to get him a statue a la Oscar De La Hoya outside of Staples Center. You keep getting wins like this. And I'm somebody that thought Loma would find a way to get it done because he just doesn't lose. And Lopez always wanted this. Even after his previous fight, he's about to mess it up. And then Bob Arum was like, nah, dog, you got to chill. Let him be in the ring. Let him promote the fight. You know what I'm saying? Don't mess it up. Go put your arm around him. Make nice. And for him to go out and perform the way he did was outstanding show. For boxing on ESPN, not pay-per-view. On ESPN. Big shout, Top Rank Boxing.
That was an amazing fight. Just the power that Teofimo Lopez had was just, it was just too much for Vasily Lomachenko to take. Jalen, we have not one, but two huge Monday Night Football games that we will get you ready for right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams from Boston with love. Savor the flavor responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., we have a huge UFC lightweight championship bout between Khabib Nurmagomedov and the always cagey Justin Gaethje. That is this Saturday at 2 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have two big Monday Night Football games, and we start with the one that starts at 5 p.m., and that is the Bills against the Chiefs. Can the Bills beat the Super Bowl champs?
I don't believe they will. No Le'Veon Bell yet, who they just signed. There's just so many weapons for Eric Bieniemy unlocking that team. Look at Mahomes. He's going to do something special to make us watch football. Kelce hit his head on the goalpost once or twice. Clyde Edwards-Helaire probably scored once or twice. The Chiefs are going to respond, and they're going to put up a big game.
Can the Cardinals score 100 points against this terrible Cowboys defense in the nightcap?
Let's go, D-Hop. I might have to reach out to D-Hop to come on after this week. You know, this might be a good week for me to have D-Hop come back on. Three touchdowns.
We will be back to break it all down.
I'll text him to come back on
tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m. Make sure you tune in. Jalen, I know you love the sweet science, right? And we had a big fight this weekend, I had to stay up way past my bedtime, but there's something I want to bring up. A gentleman by the name of Edgar Berlanga, New York's own. He fought in the undercard before Lopez Lomachenko. And before he got in the ring, they said that he had 14 consecutive first-round knockouts before he got in the ring. And the guy he was fighting was like 21-4-1. Like, this is not like he wasn't fighting a tomato can. And you know what he did? He knocked him out in the first round. Edgar Berlanga has 15 straight first-round knockouts. I just wanted to give him a shot. I couldn't even, I had to Google it. I was like, this, I must have misheard this. This can't be real. So there are two New York-based young stars in the boxing scene from Saturday night's contest.
And the thing I appreciate is that sound like a prison stat. It's like, for real? It's like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, how long is the round? Like, each round was 3 minutes? What, 8 minute round sometime? And
I'm not like, I must have misheard this.
That's extremely impressive. Like, he coming right in, putting hands on you, not playing around.
No.
And that's how you make a name for yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's Fat Joe affiliated as well. Big shout out to Edgar Berlanga. I mean, we gotta see. I mean, 15 straight first round knockouts? 15 straight first round knockouts. Man, that is wild. Big shout out to him, and also big shout out to Teofimo Lopez. I did not think Lopez was going to win that fight. At all.
And also, Fat Joe, that's family. And for those that don't know, Illmatic's album came out probably like early 90s. And think about it, there was a couple of voices sampled on there. No, I'm talking about, I'm sorry. Reasonable Doubt came out in the early 90s. And there was a couple of trademark voices that were sampled on songs. One of them was Nasir Jones. The other one with Joe Cartagena. You know what song I'm talking about?
No.
Bring it on if you think you can hang, and if not, then let me do my thing. The one thing about Reasonable Doubt, let me tell you, after song number 10, that album really takes off to another stratosphere. It seemed like everybody that fell in love with that album only really started to pick up like the first 8 or 9 songs. Like 10 or more, it just takes off. If you ain't did no study in the Reasonable Doubt, take the time to do it.
Yeah, I haven't had a re-listen to Reasonable Doubt in probably a decade. It's probably time to do that. I remember 22 Twos came out before the album dropped too. I remember we had our hands on 22 Twos before the album dropped.
That's after
number
10.
If I remember correctly, I was just like, and I remember listening to that in one of my homeboy's car and being like, how many times did you count the twos? Because I think it's 23 on there, but I don't know if he counts the last one. But I remember all of us just kind of in the car with our fingers out, just being like, wait, how many twos is this? Is that a two? Does that one count as a two? I don't know. He's talking about all the twos that he has. He said, that's 22 twos. That also counts as a two. Is a two and 22 a two? Big shout out to Jay-Z, one of the best to ever do it.
Shout out to Roc Nation.
We have voicemails. Don't forget, if you call 985-80-JALEN, we will put you on the program. All you have to do is leave a voicemail. Call 985-80-JALEN. Yeah, D said it was track 7.
Said 22 seven. Twos? The number 7?
It was track 7. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big shout out to the fact checkers
here.
Big
shout out to the fact checkers.
If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Hey, yo, Jalen, Jacoby, what up, though? This is Ryan from Louisville, Kentucky, and I got a question for y'all. Well, really just for Jalen, because I know that Jacoby don't really care who cut his hair, but so I've been married for 3 years, and I've been dating my wife for about three years, and I look like Jalen, she looks like Jacoby. The first time I met my father-in-law, he came up to me and he was like, when you gonna let me cut your hair? And I'm looking at her and I'm like, what's going on? And he was like, no, I'm dead serious, dog. And I told him straight up, I'm like, man, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't trust, you know, any barber. But now it's getting kind of crazy because every time I link up with the in-laws, every time he's always asking me, when you gonna let me cut your hair? So I just need y'all's advice. What do you all think I should do? Should I just keep blowing it off, or should I? I've already had a talk with the wife, so yep. But thanks, love the show. See ya.
This is mind blowing, absolutely mind blowing. Jalen, it was a question for you. White father-in-law wants to cut his hair. What does he do?
Well, first off, Reg, you know what I think about her father cutting my hair. I'm not going to be able to do it. And so, Reg, I want you to push that 10 times. So let's just make sure we're on the same page.
But not only, like, after the white father-in-law asked a couple times, he still don't get the hint. He said every time they see each other, he brings it up. Like, come on, white father-in-law. Gary, John, whatever your name is. Read the room, dog. It's not going to happen. I love it. You're gonna have to break up with her. I know you love her and everything, but y'all gonna have to break up. This can't last. You can't live the rest of your life, you know? And the day before the wedding, white father-in-law is gonna be like, when you sit down in that chair.
Thank you, Reds, for giving me that 10th. I'm not gonna be able to do it. That was therapeutic for me. Here's what I want to stress to you. You don't have to feel any pressure because it ain't like you need his, you know, support anymore or endorsement to marry her because you already got married. So now you gotta treat pops, and this is cultural though, and this is a good thing. There's certain things that our family's just gonna do different, and one of them is how we eat, what we eat, and how we consume it. Okay, so there's certain times when you go over there, don't feel like you gotta eat things that you don't wanna eat. Like, me and my wife had this talk. Like, her mom makes some great lentils. They're awesome, but they're not for me.
I love lentils.
I know. you're making my point. Exactly. That's why I just threw you that line. How do you feel about lentils? And so let me ask a couple of people on this show. And Reg, you can play the voice. How does Tommy feel about lentils, the OG on the show? Ask Tommy, how do you feel about lentils? Okay, Demetrius, how do you feel about lentils? Let me see. Reg the Ledge, how do you feel about lentils?
Love lentils.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I was, I didn't allow success and fame and money and my black card really distort my thinking and where I'm from and my culture. Here's the other thing I want to say. You ain't never, ever, 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 ever pulling out no clippers and plugging them in and then make that buzz sound and putting them in my head. Like, hey, dog, I'll divorce your daughter before I let you cut my hair.
So what, I have a real question for you, Jalen. This is a real question. What if a barber came highly recommended from some trusted sources, right? They're like, you know what? John is my barber. He's great. I know you're in Seattle for a whole week. You can't fly in one of your regulars. But trust me, like John, and then you, three people were like, this guy John is great. And you had to do it because you had like an NBA countdown show because they're bringing back the Seattle Supersonics. So you're there for a week. They're announcing the Supersonics, right? You're there. And then So you're like, I guess I got to go to this guy, John. You get the address. You get in the Uber. And you pull up. John introduced himself to you, shakes your hand. And John is a white guy. Trusted sources tell you that he's great. Do you let John cut your hair?
It's not because he's a white guy. It's because I'm particular. And to that event, I'm wearing a hat. Because let me just tell you this.
They're not the team.
Let me just tell you something. I'm a great talent scout and evaluator, and I nurture teams in all fields of my life. JRLA, whatever. Put together a board, put together a founding team, all of that. I've scoured the globe to find the four people to cut my hair, dog. What are you saying? I scoured the globe. I mean, I played for 19 teams. It's 30 squads in the NBA, and I played for 13 years. Going to all of those places at least once or twice, if not more, in the playoffs each year. And from all of that, I got four barbers, dog, four human beings that I trusted up to cut my hair. And we ain't about to do no experimenting because I'm 47. And once you start experimenting, it might not grow back. We is not playing those games. Not gonna be able to do it.
I feel like
I'm gonna do this Half Moon Caesar through the draft. Once November 18th happens, I'm growing my hair back, dog.
You're the rock. That's a long time for you. Usually you move on. I'm surprised. You're gonna have that for a whole another calendar month.
Then I'm moving on.
A whole another calendar month. You're gonna have the Half Moon. Okay. I look forward to what's next.
I got to let it grow back in.
I look forward to the
in.
Next chapter. Have you and Andy already talked about the next chapter? You got plans?
So let's talk about some of the chapters that you've seen with my hair. I remember you looked up. You did a double take when I showed up at the ESPYs with the Larry Johnson and Kenny Anderson part down the middle. You was like, oh, okay.
I liked it.
That's what we're doing today.
Yeah, that's good. The cross behind the ear was nice. I thought that was a good one. You don't see a lot of that.
The cross behind the ear.
I like that one a lot. The fade is gone. The fade has gone from low fade to mid fade, rarely a high fade. But the fade, the fade waterline,
more
the fade
seasoned.
Waterline has changed a little bit from time to time.
Because you start to get older, start to thin. And also like a little hair trick, like I have a couple of little grays by my ear that you can see when my hair is at the same length as my hair. So I had to cut those out so you can't see those grays. You know what I mean?
I flex the grays. People ask me if I cut my hair because I have gray hair. I'm like, no. I'm proud of my grays. That's my wisdom.
No.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Can I say the most respectful thing to you that I love you so much?
No. See, whatever you're about to say is going to hurt my feelings. I can tell. Whenever you say it's the most respectful thing, it's going to hurt my feelings. Okay, go ahead.
No. I got too much flavor and I'm too flashy to be rocking grays, dog.
Oh, no.
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Not yet. Wait,
that's it. God put them on your head for a reason.
Not yet.
They're there for a reason.
When you can wear a haircut that people that don't have driver's license can rock, you can't be wearing no grays yet.
Okay. I feel like I have so many follow-up questions. Can we get back to this in-law situation? The audacity of this father-in-law too. Just the audacity for him to be like pushy about it.
He's bullying me, Dad.
He's been being pushy about it. It's like every single time, this dude is confident about his ability to cut black hair. I'm impressed by him. Because, like, I wouldn't want it, because then there's so much pressure on you. Not that he cares, the son is love, but then you gotta do it well. And I also feel like, him being pushy about cutting this man's hair is like me going to my black in-law's kitchen being like, yo, I'm gonna season the chicken. You can just sit down for a chicken. Sit down for a second. I'm gonna season the chicken. Don't worry. This Thanksgiving, you've got off. I'll handle all the sides. Like, they just wouldn't allow it. Nah. They'd just be like, listen, you might be good at this, but, like, this is just too important.
I'm gonna tell you how that conversation will go. And you could try it next year when you come, when you come back to Detroit. We'll go to mom's crib. You do that, be like, Jacoby, you can hit them dishes right there if you want. Let me handle this chicken. You know, for years, my mother didn't even know I could cook.
You want to pitch in?
They don't even let me cook. You know what I'm saying? They don't even let me do nothing. She see me as like the clumsy basketball player that's like, as soon as I walk in and I touch something and it fall down, or like it ain't as sanitary as she think it should be, she like, ah, let me get it. You know, like I bought a big pack of chicken. I was like, all right, I'm gonna hook this up when I get back. I came back from doing this show, it was already seasoned. I'm like, can I live? You know what I'm saying? But my mom is the best. But let me say one more thing about these the in-law. Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. Tell a friend and tell a friend that we give the people what they want. I got to also say this about your in-law. You and him got to find different hobbies. You know, mm-hmm. Does he something like beverages? Is it medicinal? Is it food? Yeah. So y'all got to find something else.
He wants Cardinals.
I'm going to go in a different direction for you, Jacoby. He wants to spend quality time with you. You know, the barbershop
like
time,
don't
it
hate
can
the love.
Be personal.
Don't hate the look.
Right? You know, he probably just wants to spend some quality time with you, that type of thing. So just find a different way. Maybe go fishing or something.
Is he even a barber?
Find a different avenue for him to spend time with you.
Like, is this guy even a barber? Let me find out this dude's like an accountant that used to cut hair in college 60 years ago. You know? I think he is a barber. I think maybe let him do it. I'm going full circle on this. Maybe give it a chance. You know what? Maybe let him do it. I'm going to step going full circle on this one.
I just thought about one thing that happened today. Reg, hit the brakes, please. Hold on. Wait, I just forgot about something. Hit the brakes, please. All right. So, at some point in this program, you question whether I will eat lentils or not? I can't
lentils
believe.
Lentils are good, though. Lentils are good. You haven't had lentils like I've had lentils. There's whack lentils out there. The ones that like don't taste like anything.
You think Marvin Gaye eating some lentils?
Yeah. Lentils are fantastic.
You know?
They're really good. Listen, Indian, like the Indian lentils, dal is great. Or like a nice yellow lentil soup at a Mediterranean spot.
Duh.
Fantastic.
I'll name 150 soups before I get to that one. Chicken noodles, seafood, gumballs. I'll name like...
Seafood's not a soup.
I'll just Google soup.
Second one wasn't soup. I'm the soup man, right?
Let's argue about this.
Don't give me
this. I feel like anything with broth can be considered a soup.
Cereal is soup.
The cereal have broth?
No. It does not.
Okay.
But about like a stew, like a beef stew. A beef stew has broth in it. A beef stew has broth in it. Like chicken tikka masala has broth in it, but it's not a soup. I'm the soup man. You know, Jacoby on Soup is a Twitter handle that I used to manage for 2 years. Jacoby on Soup. I have soup with every meal. I had an Italian egg drop and spinach soup on Saturday afternoon. I'm going to get some hot and sour soup later today.
I just tee you up with the off-wax conversation. Well, it's great.
Well, I got to tell you something that preceded that Italian egg drop spinach soup.
One other thing. Do lentils like oysters help your sex drive?
No. No.
Oh, well, I'm good. Yeah, I see no benefits.
I'm going to talk to Molly about these lentils.
I see no benefits.
I'm going to have her bring in some lentils. I want some of these lentils. Because lentils can be done really well. I could serve you some lentils from like a really good Indian restaurant. My spot, Tamarind. You would love that. You would love these ones. Lentils go a lot of different directions. Don't give up on lentils. There's some black lentils out there,
I'm gonna tell you what lentils taste like to black people. You take your vegetables out of the refrigerator, right? And you cut them up, you put them in a bowl. You walk to the sink and you use faucet water and put it inside of the bowl. That's what lentils taste like to us. Faucet water with vegetables. That's what that tastes like.
You're eating the wrong lentils.
Carrots,
you're eating the wrong lentils.
Celery,
all the Indian people, Indian people listening to this podcast right now know exactly what I'm talking about. Indians make some really good lentils of all different types. There's lots of different types of lentils out there too. There's many different types of lentils. It's like saying beans. Like there's red beans, you know, all the different types of beans. Jalen, before I had that soup. Thank you, Reg. Before I had that
exactly.
soup.
Exactly.
I spent my Saturday morning helping a friend move. Okay? He was moving across the street. So he didn't want to hire movers to move across the street. But I feel like once you're over 40, you can't ask your friends to help them move. Soft mover boss move, asking your friends to help you move when you have the means to hire a mover.
Dog, you taking advantage of me, dog. That's extremely a soft move. Like, dog, first off, nobody likes moving. No one. Nobody. Nobody likes moving. It just sounds like work because it is. And then the other thing is, I ain't trying to be doing too much physical manual labor at my age. Trying to throw out my back, have my knees sore, dropping stuff on my foot. I'm good. And then the other thing is, it's right across the street. What the time and energy y'all took, I ain't gonna dismiss $350, but it sound like that's what that costs.
No, it would be much more than that. We're talking low four figures. But still, I felt like...
Oh, low four figures, Oh, you know what? Low four figures, that's how much it costs? Let me see what sucker number I got in my phone I could call. Oh, Jacoby! That's what I'll do.
Exactly right. I can't say no. That's my homeboy. Big shout to Rom. That's my homeboy, point guard of the rec team. And here's the thing, is also, so I went to go move in the morning, and we did that, and after we're done helping with the move, of course, Rom's gonna buy us beers and pizza slices and egg drop soup, so I went to go eat that and drink that, and then my wife was mad when I got home. She was like, well, you said you were just gonna move, and then you're gonna come home, but apparently you were drinking beers and whatnot, and I'm like, I can't just move and then go, because moving is work. Moving is whack. There needs to be a reward at the end of that tunnel. You know what I mean? Like, I need to move and then drink beer and then come home. But that was my fault. It's all about managing expectations.
Hey, by the way, this is another cultural conversation.
What?
Your black friends would have been sending you the voicemail, sending him the voicemail. Like, doop, doop. It came right over when y'all got the house hooked up and brought some more beers.
If you look at the racial profile of the people that helped him
move. I'd have came through like about 5 o'clock with more beers.
And this dude got some heavy furniture, too.
We'll help each other move, dog. We'll help each other move.
Well, big shout to Ram in his new place.
Y'all don't pay each other bills. We don't help each other move.
985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show just like this one.
What up, though? Jalen and Jacoby. It's Tyrez from Baltimore, Maryland. You feel me? And I was just calling because I had a little problem in his note with... my girl's 38 weeks pregnant. I'm about to have my firstborn son. And the name I was stuck on. We had agreed on rather Amari Carter as a name, or I wasn't sure if I wanted to make him a junior or not. Now, initially I had just decided to do the Amari Carter, but then came back in my head where I'm not sure if I want a junior or not. I kind of want a junior, kind of want him to have his own name, but I can't decide. Y'all can help me out with that, man. It'd be greatly appreciated. Keep giving the people what they want.
Interesting.
Thank you for the love. Appreciate the call. Congratulations. 38 weeks expecting your firstborn. That is an amazing period. Make sure you start deciding right now with your better half. You're going to go above or below the equator. You don't want no gray area once y'all get into the room. Iron that out. Here's what I'll say about the naming thing. And I have not been fortunate enough to have a biological son just yet. I would want a junior because my mother created a name that's become a common name, yet you haven't heard a junior because I'm the oldest one. Or the second because I'm the oldest one. But now I'm getting too old. Now these dudes in the league, these juniors is like 30 now, so somebody might beat me to it. So I say, unlike Jacoby, because Quincy clearly isn't a junior, I say go the junior route. Because when you're watching the games on Sunday and Amari Cooper's playing, Amari Carter is a dope name, though.
Amari Carter sounds good.
As I look at Amari Carter is a dope name. So if you don't want to go junior, Amari Carter, in my opinion, is a dope name.
I agree that you can't go wrong here. You've got great options. And I will also say that one thing that I've made a mistake when naming my children, can't mail in the middle name. Middle names is important. Not as important as the first name, but me and my wife, we allocated 90% of our resources towards the first names and just about 10% of our resources towards the second name, to the point where we're always talking about getting the middle names changed. So that's my advice. And also, have more than one kid. Have, you know, so Junior and Mari, they can have, potentially they'll have a little brother or sister. So it's always nice to have another name on deck. Always nice to have another name on deck. And also at 38 weeks, it's go time. 38 weeks is, it's go time. You know, when you're at 38 weeks, anytime you have that fourth beer, you're like, I don't know if this should be happening right now. You know, because I'm on call. Because I could get a text or a call at any given time that could change my life. So, you know, you're in the zone. You're in the red zone right now, my man. Congratulations to you and your firstborn son. So excited about that. Jalen, you know I've adopted the Bills as my team this year. I've been jumped into the Bills mafia.
A year? They get a whole season?
Oh,
they
no,
get
I'll
an
probably
entire
be out. I'll probably 16 be out by week 10.
Season?
I'll probably be out by week 10 because I'm concerned about the Bills tonight. I'm very concerned about this Bills-Chiefs game. Very concerned about that. And I'm also concerned that I'm going to fall asleep before the Cardinals end up beating the Cowboys. We will be back to break that down and much, much more. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you call 95-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails. I'm going to go eat some lentils right now. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
You got three kids. You done ate a lot of lentils. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Got to give the people.